If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Whether in our marriage, our friendships, our working relationships, or any place else, we need to be filled with the love of God in order to experience and express the true wisdom of right living. It all begins in the heart.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when I was a little kid growing up in Indiana, I would often visit my grandparents who lived across town in a very wooded area. My mother's sister and husband, my aunt and uncle, also lived just a few doors down from Grandma and Grandpa. They both had large hickory and oak trees in their yards, making for some interesting falls with tall piles of leaves to gather, play in, and then burn to dispense with. Then there were also the birds and squirrels, which were plenteous, but the blue jays, those blue and white birds with tufts on their head, were the noisiest. They were always making a racket, sounding off, scaring other birds away, especially the smaller songbirds, and my aunt would complain about them attacking even the squirrels. The blue jays were like many people, always talking, always noisy, always getting into trouble. They were like the fools talked about in the book of Proverbs. Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, do you have a marriage or a friendship that is falling apart? I want you to listen to these words from Chris August singing Restore.
Nobody's growing old together. We've made it easy just to quit. Love has become a negative percentage. Why do we bother to commit? We've got a long list of excuses, ways we try to justify. Well, I propose to you the truth is, marriage does not have to die. I know you're feeling like it's falling apart, and it can't go on anymore. But God is a God who knows how to heal, so just give it up to the He will restore. He said, with this ring, I promise. And with that do, she said, forever. But right now, if they're being honest, they don't know if they'll stay together. Let's fast forward to the future. After struggling on their own, they finally figured out they needed Jesus in the middle. Now I'm watching God rebuild their home. Just give it up to the Lord, and He will. together. I pray I find a love like yours.
In the 17th and 18th chapters of Proverbs, it says these words: a man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even-tempered. Even a fool is thought-wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes disgrace. Then in verse 6 of chapter 18, it says this: a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. You know, none of us want to be known as foolish, but so often we end up doing and saying things that are foolish. Some very powerful people, politicians, are known for their foolish words. But here, the writer of Proverbs is truly trying to help us to keep from the reality or even the appearance of being foolish. Always working in comparison to the wise, he tells us that those with wisdom, knowledge, understanding are restrained in their speaking and at the same time have their temper under control. Every time I do an interview for someone to be an employee or a key volunteer, I ask several questions, one of which is, how do you get angry? After they fudge around a bit trying to figure out what I'm looking for, not when they get angry or what makes them angry, I generally get an idea of how it looks when this individual gets angry. Often they get quiet, sullen, stewing. But also I hear about getting louder, even exploding. You can understand much about an individual when you understand how they handle their anger. And when someone says that they never get angry, well, that tells me something as well. Probably not so true as they think, or at least as they're expressing. The writer of Proverbs is here trying to tell us that common occurrence of loud, angry words doesn't serve the purpose of letting our wisdom show. If you want to be heard for your understanding, control your tongue and your temper. Even if you are not that wise, controlling these will go a long way to making that kind of impression. But the writer goes on to address the fool's propensity for breaking this dictum. He says that the fool loves to talk, loves to express, loudly or otherwise. He loves to give his opinion, somewhat like those blue jays in my grandma's trees. In doing so, someone who always must share his opinion is probably not exercising or even having a good understanding. Oftentimes, the fool even responds before he or she has listened to the other person. Have you ever done that? I know that I have. The writer says in verse 13, he who answers before listening, well, that is his folly and his shame. It is very tempting to share what you think you know and what you believe is right. But if you are rude and opinionated to your family, your spouse, your friends, your co-workers, and others, they will count you as a fool, not wise. Remember what the Apostle Paul said about the kind of love we should have. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. You know, it kind of sounds like the wise, doesn't it? It sounds like the wise and the truly loving have a lot in common. In fact, in the middle of this exposition in Proverbs in chapter 17 and 18 on foolishness and wisdom, the writer says this, an unfriendly man pursues selfish ends and defies all sound judgment. My friend, to reject foolishness and embrace wisdom is to first turn away from selfishness and turn toward God's love. Whether in our marriage, our friendships, our working relationships, or any place else, we need to be filled with the love of God in order to experience and express the true wisdom of right living. It all begins in the heart. Out of your heart comes either right or wrong, foolishness or wisdom, patience and love or selfishness and rudeness. So in order to begin to be wise, you need a heart change to the and by the love of God. It all starts with Jesus. So why don't you start right now? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, go ahead, pray with me. Dear Jesus, I have struggled with anger and foolishness, but I want your love. Please come in and change me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.